Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. This winter, most of the states in Northeast and Midwest and even some southern states have been pounded with snowstorms. The spiritual, emotional, and financial storms in life are as common as the physical. You probably heard the parable of the man building his house on the rock and the man who built his house on the sand. We can often focus on the foundation of this man whose house was built on the rock. He obeys the words of Jesus and his house stays up. We often tend to ignore that this man also goes through the storm. Both of these men go through the same storm, but there is a different outcome for these men. The big difference is their foundation. We can learn a little nugget of truth from this parable. We learn that the Christian life isn't about escaping the storms that come our way. The Christian life is about weathering the storms with Jesus as our foundation. Jesus never said that the man who does his words will not have problems in life, but will be able to make it through these problems because of the strong foundation of trust and obedience to God's word and God's will in his life. The Bible says in Luke chapter 6 verses 47 and 48, "As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built." Remember, my friends, God will make a way where it seems there is no way. Shall we pray? Thank you, Master, for all that you have given us to live our life. Mighty God, your word promises that you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Lead us, our good shepherd, in pathways of righteousness for your name's sake. In Christ's blessed name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.